time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, he rewrites it in the style of a great composer, and we get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to name the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Deb Anderson is on the phone from Robbinsdale, Minnesota. Hi, Deb.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to talk to you.
Oh, I'm glad to talk with you. And you play trombone in the city band, is that right?
I do. I've played the trombone in the Robbinsdale City Concert Band for the past 24 years. I also play in their jazz band and marching band.
Fantastic. And you have a new musical pursuit as well.
That's correct. About 3 years ago, I started playing handbells. I enjoy it very much. It's challenging and a lot of fun.
And a real ensemble experience to bring that to life, too, yeah?
Yes.
Well, let's see if you and I can be a little ensemble here. Bruce Adolph is about to play his Piano Puzzler. We'll see if you can name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. And I'll be your backup band. I'll be your fallback. We can brainstorm on this together. I don't know what's coming either, but if you get stuck, we'll see if I can chip in any help along the way. Does that sound good?
Sounds great, Fred.
Thanks. Okay, Deb, here is Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
I definitely heard Ding Dong, the Wicked Witch is Dead from The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, and you know, I happened to see that you were a bell ringer, so I thought that would be good for you.
Oh, yes. boy, the composer, my first thought was maybe Clementi or then maybe Beethoven.
I would go with your second one. Because Beethoven is correct.
Great.
Nicely done. Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead in the style of Beethoven.
And it's more than just the style, because in the Waldstein Sonata, there's a section that goes like this. Those two notes made me think of the Witch is Dead, which is not really in the Beethoven.
But the first two notes of the phrase headed you in that direction.
Yeah, the first two notes and the accompaniment.
It's great.
Well,
great.
Deb,
tremendously fun.
And you made such short work of that. You were right there. Named the tune, got right to the composer. Well done.
Well, thank you.
Bruce, now that we know, could we maybe hear this puzzler one more time?
We can.
Thank you. love it.
I wish you could see Bruce's hands on the keyboard. They're flying all up and down, crossing left over right and right over left to play this week's piano puzzler. Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, not just in the style of Beethoven, but referring to the Waldstein Sonata by Beethoven. Bruce, that was great.
Thank you. That was hard work, actually.
Wipe the sweat from your brow. And Deb Anderson, congratulations. Let me put a gold piano puzzler medal around your neck.
Thank you.
Deb, how do you hear piano puzzlers when you're not playing on the air?
I listen on Minnesota Public Radio 99.5, which I believe is KSJN.
KSJN, classical Minnesota Public Radio. Deb Anderson, all the best to you with your handbells and your trombone and your rich musical life. And thank you so much for playing this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you, Fred. And thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
Thanks for playing along with this week's Piano Puzzler podcast. Bruce's Puzzler is a weekly part of my daily radio show, sharing great classical music concert highlights from around the world. It's a show called Performance Today, and you can listen anytime on your smart speakers. Tell Alexa or Siri to play the station Performance Today.